We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Special Edition. I'm Paula Dagnan. Coming up in this week's program, we'll be introducing you to Carrie Miscavige and Susan Magnata. They're the co-chairs of the Wilkes-Barre Chamber Women's Network Council. They have all kinds of great programs coming up, and they'll be joining us later in our program to give you some of the details. Also, you know Friends of the Poor in Scranton host Thanksgiving, Christmas dinners. Well, they have one that's also coming up for St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Megan Loftus, President and CEO, Friends of the Poor, will have all the details, but I can tell you this, you're invited. Also, speaking of St. Patrick's, it will be the 40th Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Parade on March 15th, and it will be the 9th Renal Race. Aaron Rebo Pekel, co-founder of the race, will be joining us with details, and there's still time for you to get involved. But we're going to start off by introducing you to Emily Cholin and Sheila Fiegel. Emily is the president of the Hospitality Leadership Club at Wilkes University. Sheila is the marketing manager at Miller's Ale House. They have a give back event at their house in Wilkes-Barre Township. It will give 20% of the total food sales on Monday, March 9th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. to the Wilkes Hospitality Leadership Club. Good food, great cause, and two wonderful ladies. We're going to start with Sheila today because Sheila is finally here again from Miller's Ale House. How you been?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. And you're giving back to the community. First of all, what makes your corporation decide that this is something you want to, that they want you to do?
So we always want to help and be involved with the community and be very supportive. And we're so happy to be a part of the fundraiser that's going to go on Monday at Miller's Ale House with Emily here and the Wilkes-Barre Hospitality Leadership Club.
How do you decide who's going to be able to take part in these fundraisers? How do you get the groups?
Basically, we reach out through our website, and I reach out to a lot of the schools, and I reach out and see if they want to do something with us, because it's a very good program. It's a dine and donate program, and all you have to do is eat, and everybody likes to eat.
No, that's all we have to do. So what exactly are we doing when we go to these different, because you've had a lot of different events.
Yes.
But they're all basically the same kind of idea. What are people doing besides eating when they get there?
When you come in, you'll have the flyer. We have flyers, and you could either have the flyer or you can show it on your phone. And it just says that when you come in, 20% of your check, excluding alcohol, goes to that organization that we are supporting. On Monday, it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Emily is going to be there in support to invite the guests to come in, and she's going to be saying hello. And then we're also going to be there inviting the guests to come in. And some people have never been there before. Some people have. So we're just very excited for this opportunity to be helping them out.
All right. Well, Emily, you've gotten a big build up here now. So we're going to have to find out about you. What are you involved with that has gotten you so, Sheila, all excited here?
One of our newest majors at Wilkes is the Hospitality Leadership major. And this club is only the second year that it's been at Wilkes. So we're all about helping other clubs. So if a different club has an event that they're running, we can help them set up for it, run it, or clean up. We invite local hospitality organizations to come in. Like this past week, we had Mount Airy come in and talk to our major. So the club funded all the food for that. And then in April, like, we are going to a conference in Philadelphia. So any of the money that we make from fundraisers goes to help students go to those events. So it's all about our major and helping other clubs, but as well as helping our major and furthering us in our education.
So what would your major be?
It's hospitality leadership.
That means what?
It's basically everything tourism. So I could work in hotels, casinos, resorts, restaurants. Basically.
And is this something new to Wilkes University?
Within like the last 4 or 5 years, yeah.
So that is pretty new. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very new compared to a lot of the other majors.
When you talk about people that have, I'm sure that they've already gone through the major, you've had some graduates already. Mm-hmm. What do you find when they come back? I'm sure that some of your own, have they come back to tell you what they found out there?
Yeah, so one of my friends that I worked with in the admissions office, she interned at Hershey, and then she went on to be the banquet coordinator at Hotel Hershey, and then actually this coming summer, I'll be interning at the hotel as well. So it's kind of cool that she came back to talk to me because she worked with me at Wilkes, but then she worked at Hershey, and so that's kind of something that we have in common.
Love Hershey.
Yeah.
What made you decide that this was something that you wanted to get involved in?
I love to host people in my apartment at school or have fun with people. So it was just something I could go to work every day and be something different. So if I would be like an events coordinator, work in recreation, it's not the same thing every day. It's something you can have fun with the guests and do different activities and events.
Do you have aspirations of maybe starting at that level and then whoosh, finding yourself in Vegas?
I went to a conference in Vegas over winter break, and those hotels are really huge. So I don't think I'd want to go to that level. I mean, I'll see how Hershey is this summer and see what kind of level of people I like, but we'll see.
Now, tell us about this club.
It was just started about a year and a half ago by Victoria Morrison, who's a senior now. And she, again, started as something that you help others. And that's all about hospitality. So, like, we don't necessarily need to do anything and go on all these field trips, so we can help others on the campus and then do things in our major to help. So, like, we went to a conference in New York in November. Myself and a partner of mine, we went to present at a conference in Las Vegas in January, and then like we have a conference in April. So it's all about things our major, and we visited a few locations around Wilkes-Barre. So we went to Mohican Sun last spring. We went to Westmoreland Club. We had Mount Airy come in this past week. So it's kind of just doing things to better ourselves in our major and our future careers.
And what year are you?
I'm a junior.
Sheila, here you have colleges. How do they get in touch with you? Do they go to your website? How do we go about doing that?
Yeah, so they can either stop in the restaurant or they could go to millersalehouse.com, and it does tell you about the fundraisers. We do have a link on there. Or you could just stop in the restaurant and ask to talk to me, or just ask to talk to a manager. We'll be more than happy to assist you with any questions you may have.
And you mentioned the flyer.
Yes.
So somebody has to have that, and where do they get that?
You can go to our website or go to the Wilkes-Barre Hospitality Leadership website, and then just take a picture of it with your phone, or you just take a picture, just show it, and say you want to be a part of it.
Emily, wait a minute. You have a website?
I post regularly on the Wilkes Instagram. So if it's Wilkes_HLC, and then hopefully I can get it on a couple of the other Instagrams for Wilkes. And then also, like, for Wilkes itself, we've posted flyers around campus, and then we get an email sent around to all students and faculty, and I've included it in that email as well with a flyer.
But you don't have to be Wilkes University.
No.
To be able to help you folks out.
Nope. Anyone who comes in, like, I'll be sitting there all day, or at least someone from the club will be sitting there, and we'll have like our little trifold to talk about the club, and I'll have handouts about the club as well. So if anyone has any questions about what we do, but literally all they have to do is sit at the table and say that they're there to support us.
Last word, Sheila. We'll give it to you.
Please. We want everybody.
Thanks to Sheila Fiegel for joining us from Miller's Ale House in Wilkes-Barre Township, and good luck to Emily Sholin from the Hospitality Leadership Club at Wilkes University. And don't forget, that fundraiser is happening on Monday, March 9th, from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Now, don't go away. We're getting ready for St. Patrick's next. Welcome back to Special Edition. I'm Paula Dagnan. The Friends of the Poor inviting you to their annual St. Patrick's Dinner. It's coming up on Tuesday, March 17th at St. Mary's Center in Scranton. Not only do they have something coming up for St. Patrick's, but they're getting ready for Easter as well. Megan Loftus, President and CEO, Friends of the Poor, is here with details. You're invited.
We made it through Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now we're ready for our St. Patrick's Day dinner.
Well, when is that taking part?
It's on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. It's a Tuesday evening. Doors open at 5, dinner served at 6 at St. Mary Center.
Now, how is this all going to work?
So it's open to the public. It's for adults and elderly who either wouldn't have a meal or someone to share it with. You don't have to get dressed up, but you're more than welcome to. It'll be a fun evening of great music by the Doug Smith Orchestra, great food, just an overall good time.
What is on the menu for St. Patrick's?
So most people ask us that, if we're going to have ham and cabbage, and we don't. We stick to the chicken, stuffed chicken, and potatoes and vegetables so that there's something for everybody. We always have our cakes from the students at the CTC and Lackawanna County, and then just some sodas, some waters, and some salad.
And you mentioned the fact that there is entertainment.
So the Doug Smith Orchestra is the same band that we have at all of our dinners. They're very wonderful to us. And they always change up the playlist and the music. And so they'll play a lot of Irish music. It's one of Sister Adrienne's favorite holidays, if you remember. There's a lot of pictures of her, you know, walking in the parade and with her
shillelagh.
So it's one of our favorite events as well. And the music is very upbeat and festive. And we love to have everybody come out and dress up and just celebrate our area and celebrate each other and have a good night.
Are you looking for volunteers once again?
We are. So we're always looking for volunteers to help us serve and help us clean up. We ask volunteers to be there at 4:30 in the afternoon, St. Mary's Center, and we should probably be done around 8:30.
A lot of the food you're cooking from sunup to sundown, get a lot of donations?
So this one, actually, St. Mary's Center cooks for us, which is great. They have a full working kitchen and a wonderful staff. We are looking for monetary donations and sponsors. We sent out some sponsorship letters. We're able to do, because of the generosity of our community and the donated paper products and sodas and things like that we can get, we're able to do it pretty affordably. So we only need to raise $10,000. And I think we're at about $3,500 right now. So we're still pushing, you know, for some sponsorships. Anybody who wants to be a part of it, we will have a big sponsorship board with your name or logo recognized. And if you want to get in touch with us, please give us a call at 570-340-6086.
And all you have to do is show up.
Yep, all you have to do is show up.
When and where?
Tuesday, March 17th, 4:30 p.m. at St. Mary's Center for volunteers, 5 p.m. for guests.
Now, I know Friends of the Poor have all of these events that happen, and they don't just take place at one point in time during the calendar. You also have Easter.
We do. So as soon as we're done with St. Patrick's Day, we'll turn our heads to Easter. Our Easter food giveaway is going to be Tuesday, April 7th, St. Mary's Center in Scranton. And that will be very similar to our Thanksgiving and our Christmas family-to-family food giveaways, except that in addition to a basket of groceries, we also have Easter baskets for children.
Nice.
It is. It's a wonderful event. You know, we plan to serve around 1,500 to 1,700 families. So we try to get together 3,000 small Easter baskets. We ask for donations of, you know, a story, a sweet, and a surprise. Just a little simple basket, but something that, you know, kids can open on Easter morning and have the same experience their classmates do.
So that is something that people can donate.
It is, yep. So we have been sending out flyers to all local, you know, community organizations, schools, anybody who could get together and put together these little baskets. You know, we even ask for just items to fill the baskets. And then maybe if you go to the dollar store, you can get a basket and some cellophane and put it together. A great image, though, if you've been at St. Mary's Center, they have a very large stage. And so we try to get that whole entire stage filled so that any child 12 and under who comes through the door can have one basket.
And you also have food
that you're giving as well?
Yep. So then the families will take home groceries to make an Easter dinner. So we have turkeys and hams, and then potatoes, carrots, a pie, different veggies, usually bread. And then we also will try to do like a little surprise in there as well, maybe peeps or jelly beans or something to really make it a little Easter fun.
There's no formal dinner Thanksgiving.
No formal dinner. Our springtime formal dinner is our St. Patrick's Day event. For Easter, it's just the family-to-family event with the groceries and the Easter baskets themselves. And we ask people if they're really interested in donating to visit our website, familytofamilypa.org. Again, about $30 to $35 donation can feed a family of four. And anybody who's interested in volunteering to come to St. Mary's Center at 9 o'clock that morning. The giveaway goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And really just to help anyone who is in need come through the line, pick out the grocery items that they need, and get their items to the car.
And that is when?
That is Tuesday, April 7th. Doors open at 10 o'clock, but for volunteers, we ask you to be there at 9.
And as far, again, as people coming in, you don't have to pre-register?
There's no pre-registration. There are no income requirements. We understand that people are struggling, that people may be recently laid off, that maybe they're living paycheck to paycheck and this is just an extra expense or meal that they cannot afford. So we just want to make sure that the community as a whole feels included and appreciated and, you know, has the same things that their neighbors have, and it's one less struggle that they have to deal with. So our goal is just to be there for anybody who may need it.
Anybody who may need it and may not be able to get there? Is there anything that you're going to be able to do in that way?
We are on a bus route, so that's what we kind of try to hope for by staying in downtown Scranton, is that, you know, somebody can get to us by bus. And then we also do, there is not a ton of parking down there, as you may know, right off Mulberry Street. But there are, you know, certain spots, and we get people to come in and out, and we try to have volunteers help with traffic control. So if you're able to carpool, if you're able to get there at any point in time, we will have food available.
Is there anything coming up in the near future that maybe we should let everybody start to put on their calendar?
The main thing we want people to know is that a lot of people know Family to Family happens at Thanksgiving because we've been doing that for 34, 35 years almost. But Family to Family happens year-round. It's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, and Easter. And we are talking about, you know, if we can have enough community support, we'd love to include another giveaway in the summer. Because what a lot of us don't think about when the weather gets nicer and we're starting to turn our brains off and maybe take a break from work is that those families who are struggling now have the added costs of daycare. If their children are in the Scranton School District and we're receiving free breakfast and lunch, that's two more meals per day per child they have to cover. So there are a lot of extra financial burdens in the summer, and we would like to try to help relieve that in some way just by having another giveaway. So that's our goal. Really shooting for next year to try to make that a reality.
And just keep in touch with you.
Yes.
In order to find out about any of those things. And if anyone has any other questions, how do they get in touch with you?
Check out our website, familytofamilypa.org, for our giveaways, or FOTP-IHM.org for our general Friends of the Poor information. And they can give us a call at 570-340-6086.
Megan Loftus, President and CEO, Friends of the Poor in Scranton, once again with that invitation to the St. Patrick's Dinner, Tuesday, March 17th. Doors open at 5 o'clock, St. Mary's Center in Scranton. Now we're getting set for another St. Patrick's tradition. This one goes in Wilkes-Barre. It is the 40th St. Patrick's Wilkes-Barre Parade coming up on Sunday, March 15th. That will step off at 2 in the afternoon, but it's going to be a hustle and bustle throughout the morning in the downtown area as the Renal Race once again will send runners throughout the streets. Aaron Rebo Pekel, co-founder of the Renal Race, joins us now, and she's ready to tell us about what number, Aaron?
Number nine.
Nine.
Yes.
Nine renal races under your belt, Aaron.
No one thought that we would do any after number one, or number one.
Wow.
After the first year, everyone was so excited about it and continued to ask, would we do it again? And I never thought we would. It was kind of just a way to say, hey, we're not going to let this beat us. And when everyone kept asking, we knew that it was important to continue. And We've donated so much money now. I mean, over $200,000 to research and families. And it's amazing how many people we meet every year that we get to donate money to. And if we didn't do this and someone came to us and said, hey, can you help us? We wouldn't be able to. So, I mean, it's a really nice feeling to know that there's a lot of people that reach out to organizations that are bigger and they're told, you know, they make too much money, or, you know, there's not enough funding for that, or they can't help them, but they can send them literature. I mean, we've been through it, and to be able to just say, yep, I'll give you some money if you need money is like a really amazing feeling. So doing all the legwork to sort of set it up year after year is nothing in comparison to what people go through, you know, just fighting this disease. And it's not just kidney cancer. I mean, we've given money to every kind of cancer and anyone who needs it, no questions asked. And what they have to go through just to fight the disease, what we do just to have the race to raise a little money is nothing.
Give us the background for anybody who doesn't know about the 9th annual renal race in the city of Wilkes-Barre. How did all this get started?
My husband was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2010. He found his own tumor, actually, which I can say now because his company is out of business where he scanned himself. He wasn't feeling well, just usual, thought he had kidney stones. They run in his family. He was losing weight, but I think it was gradual, and I don't think we really realized. He had switched jobs, and you know, he wasn't on the road as much and wasn't eating fast food like he was. We had a new baby, wasn't working out the same way. So, I mean, it was all seemed pretty normal until he had, like, you know, a few bouts where he found blood in his urine. He would get some back pain, and he eventually gave himself a scan. It was New Year's Eve of 2010, and they found a 15-centimeter mass, which is, like, about the size of a football. We ended up in the ER that night, and they basically said, well, there's an 85% chance that it's cancer. And me being me, I was like, well, there's 15% it's not. And, you know, the surgeon was pretty much like, this has got to come out. So within days, we were having the surgery done. He had the cancer and the tumor and the kidney removed. And they had checked some lymph nodes and found out it was a stage 3 kidney cancer. He has a very weird cellular makeup and that it's made of 3 cells, which is odd. Kidney cancer in adults is difficult to treat because you can't do traditional treatment. And there's no radiation. There's no chemotherapy. It's primarily through surgery. There are treatments to stabilize growth if it is an active cancer, but as far as like eliminating it, there's really no normal treatment for that. So his option was to do surgeries and to be watched, and we were really lucky that we found some great doctors at Sloan Kettering in New York. And so when we do the race, which, you know, we decided to do in 2012, it was kind of a, Frank, I want to do this. I think that we should donate money to Sloan. You know, they're really saving us, and they are research. His doctor is the number one research doctor in the world for kidney cancer. And I said, it'd be great if we could raise some money. And he said, I'm not going to be the spokesperson for this. You're not going to put me out there in front of everyone. And I said,
and Aaron said,
yes. And I said, but it's not about you, you know, even though it is. But I said, you know, at the end of the day, I want our son to have a legacy and know that we tried and that, you know.
And how old is Jackson now?
He is 10. I cannot believe that he is 10. Yes, he was just a little buck when we started all
he
this.
He was.
So, yeah.
And so was Frank.
I know. I know. Well, he's doing great. I mean, he just had his first 2-year clear scan, which is great. We'd been going, oh gosh, for so long. And it was every month for a while, every 3 months. And we're finally at every 6 months, which is really nice. I don't think he'll ever want to go longer than 6, but his doctor's really optimistic. We've met some amazing doctors and surgeons along the way. And, you know, every year kind of at that 2-year mark is sort of when we kind of get an, something's changed. And this year we hit that mark and nothing happened. So
Yay. We're
really lucky and really grateful. And
look how much you've learned.
Yes. Well, and that's it. I think a lot of times people will say, are you a nurse? Like, how do you know about this? And it's just research and talking to people. And I love that people are able to ask us questions and, you know what we know. But I mean, in the process of it, you know, we're still doing our own research and learning about drugs that are coming out and, you know, talking with more people. And it's been difficult because in that time we've met so many people that, you know, have had recurrence, have had success, have, you know, passed away. And it's really difficult. But at the end of the day, they're always so thankful that we keep trying. And so I just think that it's important for us.
And you're going to keep trying
to continue to do it.
Give us the details now. The 9th annual.
I know. Woo! Ninth annual Renal Race is on March 15th. It's the same day as the Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is also really exciting because it's their 40th year of the parade as well. So they're really supportive of us always, the city and the county as well. And so we start our race off at Gennetti's in the morning at 9 a.m. with registration. We have lots of snacks and there's music and everything's like ready to go when you're in the warmth preparing. At 10 a.m. race kicks off on Public Square. We run over the Market Street Bridge and do this whole crazy thing underneath the Pierce Street Bridge and back. So it's a 5K. There's also a 1 mile walk that goes up over the River Commons and back. So for those of us that aren't going to be running that morning, we have that as well. And you can still be a part. But when we're all done, everybody heads back into Gennetti's. There's tons of food donated. We have the mascots from the local teams, face painters, balloon people, vendors, all kinds of food. The bar is open so you can hang out. Again, more music and lots of giveaways, huge basket raffles.
What does it cost to take part in the race?
$20 if you pre-register, $25 the day of. Pre-registration ends about the 10th of March. We try to keep it as easy for Scranton Running Company, who does our timing, as possible. We have some really cool swag this year, like great new sweatshirts and sweatpants, beer glasses, cool coats and blankets and just really cool renal race stuff. And, you know, all the money goes to either research or donating it to other families. It's going to be a really good time.
How many runners can you remember back to number one and where you went from then until
gosh.
Now?
I mean, it's consistently been at least 200 people that actually run and at least 300 to 400 people more that just show up. And even if it's they just come in to buy a raffle ticket, I mean, the amount of people that we get, we were just talking about a family that comes every year. They stay overnight in Gennetti's. They're from about 2 hours away. They stay overnight at Gennetti's. They come in when we're setting up. They help us move tables. They raffle so much stuff. They win so much stuff. And they're not even from here. They end up giving away half the stuff. They just are so, you know, enthralled by the idea. And they had a family member that was affected by it. And, you know, even though he's not with us anymore, they still come and they still support it. And they just love the cause. And every time we think like, okay, maybe this is it. Maybe like no one's going to really care about this anymore. How many people say how grateful they are that we do it or are looking forward to it. Like, I can't believe how many people like you reach out to us first.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's just, I don't know. I don't know what we've done
to get the word out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what we've done.
You've opened up hearts. You've opened up information. You've done all that. And you're not going to be running in this race, but we have one of the runners here. This is Jackson.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. You ready to run?
Yeah.
What do you remember about all this from days gone by now that you're a runner? Do you remember being carried around the downtown area?
Yes.
Yeah? What's your favorite part about this whole experience that your mom and dad are involved in?
Seeing all my friends and running the race.
You have friends that, do they come in from out of town? Have you met a lot of people?
Yes.
And who locally? Do you have friends that are going to be running with you?
Yeah, my cousin Alex, Cole, Blake.
Well, you have a whole entourage.
Yeah.
And I hear you're playing soccer now, too.
Yeah.
You tell them, Jackson, say, come on down.
Come on down to Reno Race 9.
Let Mom back in here real quick. Give us the details one more time, Mom of Jackson.
Renal Race 9 happens March 15th, Public Square. It's a Sunday. It's the day of the Wilkes-Barre St. Patrick's Day Parade. All kinds of stuff happening. Race goes off at 10. Come in before, come in after. Raise some great money. It stays local and goes to research. And we'd love to see you there.
Facebook?
Facebook is the Renal Race on Facebook. It's the Renal Race on Instagram, the Renal Race on Twitter. Website, www.therenalrace.org.
Coming back for 10?
Coming back for 10. Oh, my son is behind me telling me don't forget about our Renal Race TikTok as well.
TikTok.
We're new to the TikTok scene.
Another great year, number 9 for the Renal Race in downtown Wilkes-Barre. And something tells me that Aaron, Jackson, and the crew will be back for number 10. Now, don't go away. When we come back, we're going to be introducing you to Carrie Miscavige and Susan Magnata. They are the co-chairs of the Wilkes-Barre Chamber Women's Network Council. They have 2 years of being co-chairs, and already their schedules
are getting very full, and all of the events you are invited to. Some of them are even free. Nothing better than free, except to get the details. So don't go away. That's next on Special Edition. Welcome back to Special Edition. Now we're going to introduce you to Carrie Miscavige and Susan Magnata. They are the co-chairs for the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce Women's Council. They have a whole host of different programs and events that they've planned for their 2 years of being co-chairs, and already their date books are filling up very quickly. The best part about it is you're invited to all of the events. So if you would like to find out more, and maybe you could use just a little bit of help from other women throughout the community who have been down the path before, Carrie and Susan are the ones to get in touch with, and they can point you in the right direction. How did they get involved? Susan, I want to start with you.
I got involved with the Women's Chamber when I came back into the workforce 3 years ago, and I signed up for events, and I found the networking, the community, and the ability to connect with other women, and just the chamber in general does a great job of connecting businesses and people together. That's how I got involved with the chamber, and then I signed up for the Women's Council events, and it's been a wonderful way to connect with women. And so they asked Carrie to chair the committee, and I was very grateful that she asked me to help her.
All right. Well, let's bring Carrie in here now. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you. Nice
to have you here.
Thank you. What is
your involvement, and how did you go about all this?
A few years ago, I was promoted to Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Times Leader Media Group. I've been at the Times Leader for 25 years. And at that time, with a new position, I felt that we needed to get out in the community, do more community events, and I started to participate in all of the Wilkes-Barre Chamber's events. We've always been a member of the chamber, but it was time to get out and do some more networking and get involved with all the things that they have to offer there. And so the Women's Chamber group was also part of that. And so I started participating in their networking events and conferences. And so that's how I became involved.
There has always been chambers throughout the area, throughout the country. And there have been so many different aspects of chambers. Why in particular this focus on women in the Wilkes-Barre Chamber? Carrie, you want to start?
Having a women's network in the community is really important. We utilize the time for support, recognizing women leadership, recognizing local business owners that are women. We have a lot of local women entrepreneurs in northeastern Pennsylvania. So through this organization, we're able to connect all those dots and socialize a little bit, but at the same time be supportive. And women may need resources for business-to-business opportunities, and the list goes on and on.
Susan?
I think I've found it very important at the meetings to see people come in and they're a little uncomfortable, they're new, they're looking to make connections, and this is just one other cog in the wheel of all the chambers, the Wilkes-Barre Chamber, to connect women together in a different way, and honestly to help us mentor each other. A big part of what the Women's Council wants to do this year is mentoring younger professionals and non-professional women, just women in general that want to come into the workforce or just connect with people in the community. But it's not just that. I came back to the workforce 3 years ago, and I had been out for 14 years. And the women, it was interesting for me, that helped me, that mentored me, were almost 10 years younger than I was, some of them. And I was very grateful for that opportunity to be with them, and they're my friends now. So I think no matter how old you are or where you're coming from, I think we all are there to mentor each other, to support each other, and I think it's going to be a great year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're implementing some really fun, interesting events to not only connect women, but to connect the women with awesome things in the community, different venues in the community that we might not know are there. So we're excited.
When we talk about those different venues, and it's not just women who are starting businesses, correct?
No, you're right. It's young people who are starting businesses. We are seeing so many entrepreneurs that are in their 20s, actually, and early 30s that are starting businesses in Northeastern PA, as well as women and men of all ages.
If a woman is graduating and maybe she isn't starting a business but going to work in a business, that's all encompassed in this as well.
Absolutely. One of Susan and my goals is to make sure that local women who are attending colleges and universities understand what opportunities are out there locally for them in the business world. We want them to stay here. We want them to create homes here, right here in Northeastern PA, and stay with us. And so sometimes people don't realize all the opportunities that are here in the business world in all kinds of categories. And Susan works for the Institute, so she has a lot of insight on what job opportunities are actually out there.
All right. Explain that, Susan.
I work for an organization called the Institute that's been around for 17 years, and I feel like we're very fortunate to have it. It's a giant data research warehouse that tracks all the economic and quality of life trends for the region to give business owners and anyone making decisions for their organization or our region data.
Based where?
So it's based at, we partner with 13 institutes of higher education, but we're based at Wilkes University and the University of Scranton, where our offices are. Through my work, I see what the research team has produced, and there are a ton of jobs in our region that people may not know, from warehouse jobs. Healthcare is huge. It's up and coming. But I talk to engineering companies all the time that are looking to fill engineering positions. There's bankers that I speak with at a variety of banks across and credit unions across Northeastern Pennsylvania. They have amazing jobs. So I think there's a little bit of a disconnect with people, you know, some of the kids coming out of school that may not, for whatever reason, know that there's all these great jobs that they could fill. And also, if they're not going to school, if they're just going for a two-year degree for something in the trades, there's a ton of jobs. So I think Carrie and I, part of, you know, what our heart is to work together with other partners and just make that connection so that we can help fill our workforce, because it's really important to the future of our region.
Well, you have just educated me, because I did not know about the Institute. That's a perfect example of what's available out there that people don't know about. What are you going to try and do now in order to get this word out? You mentioned that you do have a lot of things coming up. Carrie?
We do. As a matter of fact, March 6th is National Women's Day. The Wilkes-Barre Chamber partners with Dress for Success, and they celebrate with a nice luncheon at the Westmoreland. It's called Your Hour, Her Power, and that's an annual event, and it raises money to help Dress for Success. But just an example of a great event, and in fact, it's sold out. Over 100 women to the event to celebrate National Women's Day.
Are the two of you the co-chairs for the whole year?
We're actually in it for 2 years.
Oh!
And we're excited about that. You know, when we get things going, sometimes you need 2 years to complete that cycle, and we're really excited about getting 2 years of activities and programs out there for our women's group.
Well, I'm glad I got you in here on the ground floor then. We'll have to have you come back. What else do you have coming up that people can look forward to?
A couple that opened a business. They came, Donna Caruso and Chris Caruso. Donna's from here. She grew up here, was living in Florida with her husband, and had a very successful pool business down there. They decided, her husband loved the region. He actually suggested they move up here, and they opened the 11th Element, which is a relaxation spa in Edwardsville. So we chose that spot for our, it's called Sip and See. So we're going to have wine and cheese and seltzer and water, and people can come in. It's on March 12th at 5 o'clock. Come in, check out the facilities. We'll talk to them a little bit about the Women's Network. It's just very low key. They get to see the salt rooms and the float tanks. And it's just a really nice opportunity for women. And I want to reiterate, it's because I have friends that are not in the workforce. They've chosen to stay home. Their kids are a little older. And I said, they want to come. And I said, it's not just for women in the workforce. If you're out of the workforce and maybe looking to get back in one day, you can make some connections. And young people, like the young professionals, are welcome. It's just, that's one of the first starts of these Sip and See events that we want to continue in various really cool places throughout the region.
That, again, you have the opportunity to have so many different women who are not in the current workforce, but still have so much to offer because they've been there. And we can always learn from that. Carrie, what else?
Also upcoming on April 7th is our Athena panel luncheon. And there's more details coming out about that. But the Wilkes-Barre Chamber owns the rights to the local Athena Leadership Award that is granted to a woman each year for leadership in community and in the professional world as well. So that's being hosted on April 7th. The Athena is an international nonprofit organization that focuses on female empowerment. So we're excited about that. Luncheon coming up. Just for an example, Tara Mugford was the 2019 Athena winner last year, and she's very well known and does a lot in our community.
People don't realize that we are involved in these national events and awards, and sometimes people don't see that. What else?
We have the Empower Leadership Conference, which is a regional event, April 17th, and that's with the Scranton Chamber in conjunction with the Wilkes-Barre Chamber, and that's a really great conference hosted at Mohegan Sun Casino with speakers, seminars. I know, Susan, you've been in attendance to that conference before, so you can give us a little insight on what we can expect to see.
It's a great conference. It's In the past, it's been local speakers who are either like living here or they attracted them. They live, grew up here and they're out of the region. Successful women who, it's all different types of speakers, of all different types of content. I found it very inspiring and energizing to when I've left there. And really, I've made some really nice connections. I think it's going to be, there's no reason to believe it's not going to be even better this year. So we're excited about that too.
And where can we get all the information?
They just go to the website. It's Wilkes-Barre, B-A-R-R-E.org, the Wilkes-Barre Chamber website, and all the information's there. You can sign up for all different councils, including the Young Professionals Council, which I know they're going to be on here also. Sign up for the Women's Chamber events and just all the events, because there's a whole plethora of events throughout the year in addition to the women's events that are great and I think people would really benefit from attending.
Carrie, you were going to say something there, I think.
No, I agree with Susan 100%. The Wilkes-Barre Chamber offers so many opportunities. But for the Women's Network, you do not have to be a Wilkes-Barre Chamber member. You can come to the events. If you're not a member, most of our events are free, which is a benefit. Just for an example, our March 12th 11th Element event is free. We do ask that you RSVP because we need a count of how many people are coming. And it looks like our event is filling up and it's doing quite well. So we're excited to host with 11th Element and showcase all that they have to offer.
I think a lot of times, again, women are sometimes a little standoffish when it comes to a lot of these events, especially when we're talking about maybe being a little bit older and thinking that, well, I'm almost done. What would I have to offer? What would you say to those women?
Well, that's a great point. A year ago, I had never met Susan before, and we met through a Wilkes-Barre Chamber board event or networking event. And a year later, we've become very good friends. And of course, we're together in this venture. But, you know, it does take time to be able to go out there, say hello, shake a hand, make a new friend, make a new connection. But it's so worth that effort. And just for an example, for me being at one location for 25 years, sometimes you get pigeonholed in your own environment and you don't branch out. So in my case, it was such a wonderful thing to be able to get out in the community and meet more people and meet people like Susan that, you know, have a lot to offer.
What did you hope to gain from this, Susan, when you got involved and decided that this was something that you wanted to co-chair?
I am all Italian. I like to host. I like to feed people. And I love the feeling of community and family coming together. And whether that's your own family or acquired family, extended family that you've met through work. I mean, I love the women I've met through work. I can honestly say the support I felt with my new, I would say, work friends that are women and men also, but we're talking about women, mm-hmm. has been unprecedented in my life. It's really been a unique experience. I feel like come to the events, there's nothing to lose. It's a warm, 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 welcoming group of people who just open everybody with welcome arms into the community of women in Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I feel like the more connections that we have, the more relationships that we have in our lives in general, the better our lives are. So this is just one little opportunity for people to do that. And we just welcome everyone of all ages and all backgrounds. So
if someone is listening and they're saying, you know what, I don't have that big time to network, but I have some things that maybe I think could help, is there some place where you could put that person?
Absolutely. My email address is kmiscavige@timesleader.com. So I'm always available. I get a lot of reader feedback and interest over time, and we'd be glad to hear from anyone on any ideas that they have, or if they don't have a lot of time but can stop by one of our events just to say hello, that's fine. We have no issue with that.
A lot of times there are hidden gems throughout our community who people don't know about, but you could really learn a lot from.
Definitely, and I have been really fortunate to meet them through the job that I have. There are dynamic people, male and female, who are doing amazing things that in our region that no one even knows, we know what's happening. I feel like there's so many great things going on in our region in general that we can be proud of. It's changing, it's evolving here. And behind the scenes, we've had the good fortune, when you're working with a chamber, when you're working in economic development or at a newspaper, you see how many people are working so hard to improve Northeastern Pennsylvania. And that's exciting. And that's one of the things I'd like women to come out to see and kind of catch that excitement and feel good about where we live and proud, because there's a lot to be proud of. We're talking about women, mm-hmm. has been unprecedented in my life. It's really been a unique experience. I feel like come to the events. There's nothing to lose. It's a warm, 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 welcoming group of people who just open everybody with welcome arms into the community of women in Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I feel like the more connections that we have, the more relationships that we have in our lives in general, the better our lives are. So this is just one little opportunity for people to do that. And we just welcome everyone of all ages and all backgrounds. So
if someone is listening and they're saying, you know what, I don't have that big time to network, but I have some things that maybe I think could help, is there some place where you could put that person?
Absolutely. My email address is kmiscavige@timesleader.com. So I'm always available. I get a lot of reader feedback and interest over time, and we'd be glad to hear from anyone on any ideas that they have, or if they don't have a lot of time but can stop by one of our events just to say hello, that's fine. We have no issue with that.
A lot of times there are hidden gems throughout our community who people don't know about, but you could really learn a lot from.
Definitely, and I have been really fortunate to meet them through the job that I have. There are dynamic people, male and female, who are doing amazing things that in our region that no one even knows, we know what's happening. I feel like there's so many great things going on in our region in general that we can be proud of. It's changing, it's evolving here. And behind the scenes, we've had the good fortune, when you're working with a chamber, when you're working in economic development or at a newspaper, you see how many people are working so hard to improve Northeastern Pennsylvania. And that's exciting. And that's one of the things I'd like women to come out to see and kind of catch that excitement and feel good about where we live and proud, because there's a lot to be proud of.
It's going to be a great 2 years with those co-chairs, Susan and Carrie, the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce Women's Council. And coming up on a future special edition, we'll be talking with the chairs of the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals Council, Holly Pilcavage and Anthony Melf.
Over 30 years ago, Rotary made a promise to the world, a promise that we would eradicate polio. With the help of our partners and friends, we've made incredible progress toward that goal.
So today we find ourselves on the brink of completely eradicating polio from the face of the earth. When, not if, we get there, it will be only the second time in history that a disease affecting humans has been eradicated.
The Gates Foundation believes that every child deserves a chance to live a healthy, productive life. That's why we're so excited about the partnership we have with Rotary International and the Global Polio Eradication Initiative in the final push to rid the world of polio. Together, I'm confident we'll achieve a polio-free world.
Let's drop to zero.
Let's drop to zero.
Let's drop to zero.
Rotary District 7410 of Northeastern Pennsylvania continues this effort to rid the world of polio. Come join us. Visit inpolio.org.
Thanks for listening to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories, a production of Entercom Communications.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.